Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Istok platform in Prague, Czech Republic. And I'm very pleased to be joined by Rebecca De Paz. Very lovely to have you here.
Hi, hello.
And, well, could you tell us maybe, introduce yourself a little bit to our listeners and what you do here at Istok platform?
Well, I just, I'm kind of very new at the job. I've been starting to work here on last December, and I'm the manager of the Ex-Oriente Film Program. Ex-Oriente Film, it's a training program for documentaries filmmaker from the Central European, Eastern European region to develop their feature documentary project, meaning that we are like aiming to help young talents, upcoming talents, to develop their first or second, sometimes third feature, in order then to present it to festivals and to the market in general. Ex-Oriente Film is divided in three main workshops during the year. The first in June is where the creative development is at the center, at the focus. So we are working with directors and editors and curators and other people and really go in depth in the structure, in the visual side of the project and in the really grammar and language that the film is going to use. Second part of the workshop, second session is in October during the Hilava Documentary International Film Festival. Is more centered on production issues. So in that case, our participants sometimes work separately. Directors from one side and producer really focusing on specific issues like can be legal aspects of co-production or cash flow or any other things you need to be aware of when you are producing your film. And the third part finished last Friday and is as a part of the Istok platform, and it's the last part in which we offer an insight on some of the market not strategies but some of the market functioning and how to best present your project either to possible partners, meaning co-producer or sales agent or TV broadcasters or festival programmers, and how to work in this like field that it sometimes is the most tricky, especially for newcomers in the industry. So we span to a series of arguments that can be marketing your work even if it's not finished. We try to explain to the participants the importance of the marketing since the very earliest stage of their development. We organize the Istok Forum pitch, that is the central pitch of the Istok platform, in which the Ex-Oriente films are presented to the public in on a form of a classical film pitch, meaning that they have a certain, like, let's say, a little bit less than 10 minutes to present their film through images, through a trailer, or also through words. And we also invite 9 projects more to join us that are called the Istok Forum projects that normally are for a little bit more established filmmaker, and they join the program only for this last pitching. So it's a very comprehensive training program in which we tackle the three main stages of the life of a film before of a life of a film, meaning development, production, and promotion.
So the forum is directly related to Ex-Oriente?
The Ex-Oriente participants are the biggest part of, well, let's say half of the forum are coming from Ex-Oriente.
And the year-long program ends
with a pitch. Well, technically it ends the day after, because after the pitch we are organizing the one-to-one that is like not public but still is a real core and the center, let's say, center of the battle, in which the projects and the decision makers we invite, meaning, as you were saying, professionals from the film industry that can come from festival realm or for television or from sales or from production, meet each project separately and they discuss about possible future engagement.
So for those who would like to participate, what is your selection criteria? And yeah, maybe we can get a little more specific with the selection criteria.
Well, it's really, this is a very good moment to talk about it because the call is going to be launched tomorrow. And yeah, first we can say
probably,
that.
Probably before this interview goes online.
Yeah, exactly. So you will be already able to apply when this call goes online. The deadline will be 23rd of April. So it's like a short span of time, but still you have the time to prepare your application. Criterias are quality and quality. And quality. We are looking for films project, documentary film project that use the documentary language, that challenge the documentary language, that innovate it, that play with it, and they are really trying to create films that are with, of course, important actual topic, but also that they are specifically cinematographic objects. Well, there is, we are focused on a region, so even if we always have a couple of projects that are exception, we are like mostly searching for film that comes from Central Eastern part of Europe. Also means that, for example, if you are an English filmmaker with a Czech producer, you can apply.
Okay.
Yeah, or if you are a Czech filmmaker with a French producer, you can apply. But our region of interest is Central Eastern Europe, as I was saying. That means the Balkans, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Polonia, Romania, Hungary, and many, many other states that are, let's say, east of Germany. Plus the Baltic region, of course, is very important, and the Caucasus.
So on average, how many people apply every year?
That's depending, around 100, and we take not maximum top 12 projects. It means it's 10% of the people get selected.
Very good. So 12 projects is the number this year for the next edition?
Yes, and the number for the next edition. We are decided this number because it's a good format to work, and it allows a project to get to know each other. That is also something very important, because beside offering quality tutors, we have tutors that comes from that are, can be filmmakers or producers themselves. For this last session, we were very happy to have a producer such as Karel Hock, the artistic director of Karlovy Vary Film Festival, or Dunja Sichov, editor of Sharuna Zbarta's and producer of Abel Ferrara and Denikote, among others. We had Vanya Kaludjercic, that she directed the Holland Film Meetings. So we try to give like different point of view, but still people that is interesting in cinema, that is really thinks about film, and it also has at the same time knowledge of the market. But we also think that it's important for project to get to know each other, because every project is in a way leading and is taking with himself an expertise. So it's we intend the training program not as a school, not something like a knowledge that comes vertically down to the project, but with an open space for discussion in which everybody can give his contribution.
Very good. So we are running out of time, but before we do, I just wanted to ask you briefly a little bit about this edition that just passed and the projects that were that participated, and maybe a little overview.
So yes, I was saying that for the Easter Doc Forum, the pitching, we had 24 projects, three of them from the interactive program that my colleague then will talk about. We had project on different stage of development. Basically, some of them already have a rough cut. The country of origin were very diverse. We had a project from Belarus, and we are very happy to promote them, because it's, as you might know, there is a very difficult situation in Belarus, political and especially for documentary filmmaker. We had a project from Poland. We had one project from the Netherlands. We had a project from Romania, from Czech Republic, of course. So we had a very, very diverse bouquet of film and also of topic. Of course, this year the topic was new resistance. And I think that in a way, even if not all the project had like an openly political point of view, every filmmaker that is involved in documentary filmmaking, it's at a certain point tackling the what does it mean to be resistant. You can be resistant not only in terms of politics, but also in terms of market dynamics, or to or to certain trends in cinema. So I think that we were offering really a wide spectrum of topic, of languages, and of geographical diversity.
Thank you very much, and congratulations. It was a great, excellent edition of eStock Platform. So
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.